good morning and good Monday morning, and welcome to my mobile studio. It's Paul O'Mahony, O'Mahony Blog on the Internet, here talking to you. And I'd like to fill you in a little bit on how I first heard about the community activity on Audioboom called February. In a nutshell, and it's, as I say, fill you in a little bit, I heard about it from Jonathan Sawyer, a young DJ who I think at the time was running a show in a hospital, hospital radio in the UK. I can't quite remember where, somewhere not a million miles from London. But Jonathan Sawyer was the one who came up with the idea, and I suppose, although I can't remember for sure, that I came across it because I heard him doing audio about something else before, followed him on Audioboo, and when he got around to starting February, I found out about it. All of this is based on a very fuzzy memory. But the thing that February has reminded me of, because it's an activity that goes on for the 28 days of February. But the thing that's reminded me of is around the National Trust in 80 days. No, that's 80 days. And that was in 1995, when I was an employee of the National Trust. And the similarity is very simple. The two people, Lawrence Harwood and Quentin Goggs, who were quite senior people in the National Trust, went around the National Trust in England, Wales and Northern Ireland, starting in London, going down to Kent and around through Sussex and Dorset and so on, up all the way through the coast of Wales into Liverpool, Northern Ireland and back. Around Manchester, sorry, I should have said Northern Ireland, and all the way back down the East Coast, back to London in exactly 80 days. That was a special activity celebrating the 100 years centenary of the existence of the National Trust, 100 years since it was founded. And the interesting thing about it was that you could drop into and out of this around the Trust in 80 days whenever you liked. You could join Lawrence and Quentin, as indeed I did for Northern Ireland. I spent 4.5 days going around Northern Ireland with Lawrence and Quentin and other people. So it was a lovely bit of activity that didn't require anybody other than the two volunteers to... everybody was a volunteer, but the two people who committed themselves to the whole journey didn't require anybody else to do the whole journey. And that is a bit like February. Some people do a whole journey, but a lot more people dip into it and dip out of it and make some bits of audio. And the other parallel, if you like, is that while going around the National Trust in 80 days, Lawrence and Quentin recorded audio of conversations with people that they met along the way. Now, I so happened by... and they recorded them on video, even. And they may have recorded audio without video, but I think everything was done on a camcorder and in the old-style tapes that used to go into camcorders. That's where they were. And through a very strange mix of circumstances, the videos of those conversations, which contained an incredibly wide range of accents and situations and types of people. And those happened to be sitting in my loft. And I feel that they belong to the National Trust, but for various reasons, I'm looking after them on behalf of the organisation, even though I stopped being an employee in 1998 and stopped being a consultant to them in about 2003, I think. But anyway, that's the little similar parallels between Jonathan Sawyer's activity, which he led and which other people chipped in, and round the trust in 80 days. Thank you very much for listening. This is Paul O'Mahony saying cheerio for now from his mobile studio while on the road from Cork City to Kinsale, which is right on the south coast of Ireland. Kinsale is where, in case you're interested, the Wild Atlantic Way, which is billed as the longest coastal road in the world. And okay, bye for now. There's a PS, not a PS de resistance, a PS. And the PS is this, that I've just remembered that while I went around the National Trust in Northern Ireland for 4.5 days in 1995, I carried with me a small, really small, Olympus dictaphone. And I recorded my thoughts, my descriptions, perhaps even the voices of a few other people, but certainly not many. I remember it as being a sort of monologue. But for 4.5 days I did it with these tiny little tapes that would fit into it. And then I spent the winter of 1995-96 typing the whole thing up assiduously and exactly keeping to the precise ums and ahs and that was in the original. So somewhere among my papers is the document which was produced at that time. So I wonder if there could be anything used from that. So that, anyway, that was my first essay into audio. And I would have completely forgotten it if Sassy Cat hadn't been good enough to put this topic into the community. Thank you once again to Sassy Cat. Bye for now. Cheerio.